Every winter, hundreds of bald eagles migrate through Idaho's panhandle. They stop at Lake Coeur d'Alene to feast on kokanee salmon for a few weeks. Correspondent Emily Schwing tagged along with a biologist to count the birds and find out why this year's numbers are at a record high.
On the edge of Lake Coeur d'Alene in Idaho's panhandle, Carrie Hugo peers through a pair of binoculars. She's a wildlife biologist with the Bureau of Land Management, and she's looking for bald eagles of all ages.
Some people don't know that they don't get that white head and tail until they're between 4 and 5 years old.
Hugo's been counting bald eagles here for the last 8 years. This year, she's counted more than ever.
The highest count this year on December 20th was 383 for our area. The highest prior to that was 272 in 2010.
Migrating eagles start to arrive here in mid-November just as the blue-backed kokanee salmon return to the lake. So why are so many eagles coming to Lake Coeur d'Alene this year? Hugo says it's a mystery.
I honestly can't answer it.
One of the things she's been wondering, have the eagles been breeding more successfully in recent years?
Because if there was a bunch of juveniles, then you would just think, okay, they had 4 years of really good nesting, so we're seeing a big bump in juvenile birds. But there's not really a difference in the ratio between adults and juveniles.
And what was the weather like this fall in Alaska and Canada where the eagles migrate from?
They were here earlier in larger numbers, and so I don't know if there was some kind of big cold snap up north that would make them come down in larger numbers than normal.
Eagle watchers on the west side of Washington State in Skagit County, where migrating eagles also stop over, didn't see as many this year. Hugo says it's not clear if more eagles simply came further east, or could it be that there were more salmon in the lake? Idaho's Department of Fish and Game does annual trawling surveys to count the number of kokanee, but those data haven't been analyzed, and biologists are skeptical about directly linking the number of fish to the number of birds in any single year. Hugo will keep count of the eagles at Lake Coeur d'Alene until the end of the month. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.